Well, with me on the phone this morning, a very cool guy. I have come to enjoy talking with him. His name is Casey.
Casey Bronson.
That's right. Casey Bronson. I remember that now. You are doing something really cool with Driftwood Players, something kind of on the edge and innovative, brand new production coming up. Can you tell us what it is and why it's so special?
So we're doing a production of Constellations, which is a fabulous show. It was written by Nick Payne, and it was originally done in the West End of London. And then it came to Broadway with Jake Gyllenhaal and, oh, geez, I'm forgetting the name of the actress. But we're doing this show, which is a show about time and multiple universes and how small choices affect your life. And one of the small choices that has affected our life is that we're doing this over a live broadcast due to the state of the world right now.
So you're actually going to provide this production virtually?
Yes. We're doing it through a live streaming broadcast service. I've been told to not specifically state, but yes, we are performing live over the internet.
That is pretty awesome. And what a great and innovative way to bring the arts to the people, because this has been really hard. The coronavirus thing has been very hard on the arts because we can't meet like we used to. We can't go to concerts. We can't go to plays. It's just it's a very difficult thing for us as artists and musicians and entertainers and actors and actresses. What do you do? And you guys have... You've crossed that barrier now, and you're going to be able to do something really, really cool for us here locally. How awesome is that?
It's pretty cool to think about, like, kind of breaking a new barrier.
Yeah, new ground. It's really great. And I've been kind of following, you guys have a brand new website, and I've been following the different things that you're doing with this production. There's a couple of videos. People can go to aberdeendriftwood.com, and they can see some of the things that are going on with the production, how to get tickets, all that kind of stuff, all on your website, which is just, it's so cool. You guys are using the technology to bring the arts to the people, and I think that's awesome. So how did you get involved with this particular production? Did it strike a fancy with you, or?
So I was approached by Brad Duffy, and it essentially he just said, hey, I've got this project coming on, and it's kind of going to be experimenting with something new. And I was like, sure. And he said, it's going to be a streaming project. And I thought it was going to be like other projects where people are like, you know, sitting down and just kind of at home reading through it. And then once we got into the process, I realized that it was a lot more than that. It opened up a lot more possibility.
So is it a big challenge for you as an actor to do it this particular way without an audience?
It's incredibly difficult, I will be completely honest.
Well, I was watching like the Tonight Show and Jimmy Fallon trying to do his monologue without people. And he did it. He did a great job, but you could tell it doesn't have the same type of energy. So you really have to imagine your audience there with you, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Do you have to imagine your audience? Is that what you do?
Yeah, kind of. It's really hard because you can't get like their energy. You can't get the reactions or like just like the feeling of the room. So it's like, it's something else, you know?
It is, I bet.
And you kind of just have to imagine because you learn things subconsciously, like pause for laughter and other stuff.
Sure. And you have to do that because the hard part in acting and in plays and productions, you don't always know if they're laughing or not.
Yeah, and you don't know if they're going to laugh or not, and now we really don't know.
Yeah, that's great. But I just think it's great. How many people are on the cast with you?
It's just me and one other person.
Wow, that's cool. Oh, that sounds great. Well, you're quite a fan favorite. I've heard a lot of good things about you, and you're a very talented young guy, and I'm so excited that you're doing this with Driftwood.
We opened Friday.
Yeah. That's cool. So tomorrow is the opening day. And they can find out all sorts of information over at the website and probably on Facebook too. But we're just so excited that you're doing this. And thank you for bringing the arts to the people. I think it's fantastic. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We all appreciate the support and everyone's patience with this.
Constellations happening at Driftwood Theater virtually. So make sure you get over, get your tickets and support. I think it's so important for us to support this. I think that if we don't support our arts community, we're not going to have them.
Yeah. I completely agree. This is kind of the breaking of like a new mold kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if this one catches track, this could be a possibility for so many future shows. And, you know, you can incorporate multiple cameras, you can do multiple scene settings. Like if this really catches on and we, you know, things stay the way they are and we need to keep doing this, we can set up bigger productions and do more creative things with it, and the possibilities are really cool. Just as long as it catches on, you know.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Casey, for being my guest this morning on the Kicks Morning Show. You are awesome. Thank you for doing what
thank
you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
All right, have a great day.